Constitutional showdown. The United States is under an ongoing coup against President Trump. VCA continues the Constitutional Showdown series with the latest startling edition, revealing that we the people have been, are, and will continue to be under an active coup from within. This is no longer about what happened in 2016. The coup against President Trump is ongoing, and the consequences reach every corner of American life. It meets all of the criminal elements of a seditious conspiracy against the United States. Stephen Miller. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. The current coup against President Trump. A present danger. Stephen Miller isn't theorizing, he's testifying. In a blistering interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures, the former White House Deputy Chief of Staff stripped away the media gloss and laid bare the deepest scandal of our time. A coordinated coup against a sitting president, Donald J. Trump. This was a coup, Miller declared, carried out by the intelligence apparatus of this country, by the deep state, by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. The goal? To remove a duly elected president through subversion, lies, and lawfare. With newly released evidence from the FBI and Director of National Intelligence, Miller asserts the proof of premeditated conspiracy is now undeniable, meeting the legal threshold for sedition, insurrection, and conspiracy against rights under color of law, 18 U.S.C. Section 241. Timeline of the coup against President Trump. July 2016. FBI launches Crossfire Hurricane, based on Clinton-funded opposition research. October 2016. DOJ obtains secret FISA warrant to spy on Trump's campaign using the false Steele dossier. November 2016. Trump wins. Intelligence officials begin unmasking Trump team members and leaking to the media. May 2017. Mueller appointed to lead a baseless Russia collusion investigation. 2018 to 2020. Endless leaks, raids, and prosecutions target Trump allies. 2021-2022. Deep state actors remain entrenched, blocking release of documents and shielding themselves. 2023 to 2025. Trump faces lawfare attacks, election interference, and disqualification efforts. This was never just about 2016. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The coup continues today. What the coup looks like today. The American people must understand. This is not history. It is the current operating system of the regime. Here's how the ongoing coup against President Trump is playing out now. Weaponized lawfare, multiple indictments, overlapping jurisdictions, and partisan prosecutors are deployed to financially drain, distract, and disqualify Trump from returning to office. It's legal warfare with political goals. Election interference via bureaucracy. Intelligence officials and legacy media suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. Now, similar information control mechanisms are being used to hide DOJ misconduct and Biden family corruption from public view. Deep state sabotage. Unaccountable bureaucrats remain in key agencies. These careerists obstruct reform, leak strategically, and ensure any return of Trumpism faces institutional resistance. Trial by propaganda. Media outlets echo every accusation in lockstep, creating the illusion of guilt before trial. It's a public hanging in slow motion, carried out by headline. Ballot disqualification efforts. Activist lawsuits attempt to block Trump from ballots under false 14th Amendment insurrection claims, despite no conviction. It's an administrative end run around the voters. Institutional capture. The DOJ, FBI, CIA, and courts now operate under a culture that sees Trump, and any return to constitutional order, as a threat to their power. They no longer hide it. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. The real victims of a fake plot. Paul Manafort rotted in prison. General Mike Flynn was set up. Innocent aides were raided and slandered. Their only crime? Working for Donald Trump. Miller called the Mar-a-Lago raid a continuation of the same conspiracy. They went in, hoping to recover documents that would implicate their own criminal conduct. The motive wasn't justice, it was self-preservation. Meanwhile, the press played along. Miller slammed the media as useful idiots of the cabal, willingly parroting lies from Schiff, Brennan, and Comey. The public was told there was collusion in plain sight, but what we really saw was treason in high places. A nation deceived, a republic at risk. While the country chased phantoms, the real national security threats multiplied. China now supplies 90% of our prescription drug components. Russia invaded Ukraine. Iran built up its nuclear arsenal. These threats were ignored while the deep state pursued political revenge. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. This was never just about Trump. It was about stopping constitutional restoration. The goal is to make lawfare normal. To destroy political opponents through false charges and frame-ups. Unless there are consequences, the coup will never end. Final warning, consequences or collapse. Stephen Miller's closing plea was simple. There must be consequences. Otherwise, the Constitution becomes a paper shield, and the Republic collapses into bureaucratic tyranny. The Department of Justice must act. If it won't, we the people must awaken and demand accountability from every officeholder, judge, and prosecutor. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous but terror to evildoers. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 15.